Good morning.
Glad you're on.
I'm glad too. Why be sad when you can be glad?
Oh, you're just such a blessing.
So are you.
Thank you. Don't we? You ain't our run for silver.
Yeah, whatever it takes. As long as it takes, it's worth it.
Well, this is the month. The month. I'll say it is harder to do it over a four-month period, but you're stronger than the 1 month, I think.
Yeah, I've seen instances where people like Jeff Van Blair come told of the last few minutes. They did, I remember one case, 17,000 volumes.
Oh.
You know, it's about the last 10 minutes of the month or something like that.
Wow.
So you just keep the pedal to the metal and right, you know, through the last moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning that on Thursday, on the last day of the month, don't do anything but kneecamps. Because if you plan anything else, you're going to get your boat rocked.
Yeah.
How are things going with you, Steve?
Doing good.
Good. So did we get the Jim Dragon call posted?
Oh, yes.
Good. So have you heard about that?
Is that Steve Crowfoot?
It is.
Huh?
Good morning,
Hi,
Chuck.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Chuck. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I really appreciate Steve. He's certainly helped us all a lot with those, what he does on his computer. I want to learn to do that sort of thing someday.
Well, I don't know that Steve's kind of like Jerry White. He's not quite duplicatable. Steve's unique, and we like that uniqueness.
Steve needs to learn how to be duplicatable.
Oh, well.
But I'm working on that. But anyway, Lance of Blue Ribbon Video listened to a few of the calls, and he said that he would be more than happy to produce a CD of any call that's on my website.
Really?
And so if there's a particular lifestyle call, like my favorite one on diabetes, that's the May 2nd call, he would produce a CD of it. So.
No, that's P2 material there, Steve. Do you realize that? That if you listen to the Sunday night call for Pathfinder, one of the things that they tell you is to tape record yourself and get those messages out as quickly as possible.
Right.
So that they can be duplicated and distributed. So what you're doing is actually a two activity.
Now I've just got to do the P1.
Good morning, Ms. Vida. Good
morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Poor Peter.
Man, it finally warmed up enough. It's snowing like crazy.
Oh, that's good. We've got it here, too. Good morning. I heard a whole lot of beeps.
JW's on.
Good morning, JW.
Good morning.
Late night last night,
yeah. Late night and 12 inches of snow.
Oh, my gosh. Did we get to do Mekan today?
We get to do Mekan today in between snow and blind snow and shoveling snow. We're doing Mekan.
Oh, yay. I finally got my prayer answered.
How about that?
We worked JW right out of his job today.
Yeah. That'll be fine with me. Not a problem.
Good morning. Who else is on the call? Okay, Mr. So, what are the testimonies?
Oh, my gosh. I haven't shared this one with you guys. So awesome. You know, over Thanksgiving vacation, I had a gal and her husband that had come to my house, and I had shared with them Mekan and the technologies and what the company was about. And, oh, we really like it. this is strange stuff, but, you know, we don't have any money. Okay, fine, that's great. Went on to the next person, right? Well, here comes the day of Thanksgiving. This girl is in the military. She, I don't know what she did to do this, but she sprained her ankle. She went to the base. The base told her, the base doctor, oh, it's going to take 3 to 4 months for this to heal. It's just a really bad sprain, and, there's nothing we can do for it. So they sent her home. On her way home, praise God, her husband, the skeptic, says, why don't you call that Vita gal and see if they've got any of that Sigma bobber stuff that might work. So she called, and I said, oh boy, I am so honored that you called, and I will get some stuff together for you on your way home. Swing by, and I'll have it waiting for you at the door. So here she comes hobbling up the stairs. Her leg, her foot is just like, oh my God, you really did a number on it, and they didn't do anything for this. I gave her 2 gallons of Pymag water. I gave her some joint formula to take. I gave her the body energizer, and I gave her one of the ankle wraps. And gave her instructions. We'll make a long story short. 2 days later, I had a friend in that knew her. And I said, oh, by the way, how's Christy? Oh, you wouldn't believe it. She's been up at Hatcher's Pass hiking the glaciers. What? What? So I called her that evening and said, what are you doing? Oh, Vita, oh, you would not believe it. It was so exciting. She was so excited. I couldn't get her to hush. But she was like, oh, my God, this stuff is great. And you wouldn't believe, you know, everywhere... It's a funny thing. Everywhere that brace was, my foot is not bruised. But everywhere it wasn't touching my skin, my foot is black and blue.
Oh, wow.
I said, yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, she was just so amazed. She was like, got to follow up with her today, though. And see how she's doing. I told her, I said, I don't think I'd be a hiking glaciers girl. You need to take it easy, even though you feel good. Oh, I can't believe it. I just had to share that with you guys. That was just a feel-good moment.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
That is awesome. Does everybody want to press *4 for gain? No, Jay doesn't have to mute out this morning, so who else is on the call?
Suzanne is here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, we got the silver runners.
Yeah.
Are we still running?
Hey, Sharon, running? Did you get snowed in?
No, JW is.
JW? We're snowed in here today.
Are you available?
How much have you got down there?
Huh?
How much have you guys got down there?
Oh, probably. Well, they said maybe up to 8 inches. Let me get a good look. I don't think we quite got to 8, but... It was pretty icy for most of the day yesterday, and then the snow started late last night.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for the DVD. Appreciate it very much.
Did you get it already?
Got it yesterday. Opened it last night. Thank you
very much. Sorry it took so long.
Oh, no. We get all excited about packages.
Absolutely.
There you go. Karen, did you get yours? Yes, thank you. Okay, good. I've got all sorts of packages sitting here. There's a rainbow, so...
I dropped my phone.
We've got Chuck on the phone with us this morning to kick us off in prayer. I don't think you're going to be able to pull us down out of the clouds today, Chuck. You're just going to have to help us soar.
Okay, well, Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day ahead of us, and thank you for Ernie Ken. Lord, I pray that we'll all have the qualities that described in the Book of Proverbs, such as diligence, perseverance, wisdom. Give us all those good things so we can make a lot of money, give a lot of money, be better, do better, and look forward to 2007 being the very best year of our lives. and thank you that because you have your grace, you freely give us all things to enjoy.
Amen.
Amen.
I think this could just turn into a first day of the month hallelujah praise club.
Sounds good to me.
Oh. Well, Suzanne, do you have any testimonies?
Well, yeah, we've had some exciting things go on. I had a couple here the other night, and they walked away just extremely ecstatic. They have a brother in Michigan that is going to be in over the holidays that they want to bring over. I think they're ready to punch the button and buy the wellness home. And they also, she's been talking to her hairdresser and everything already that is very much into all of this and wants to bring her over too. So she's already building her business and doesn't even realize it. So we're talking to them about it, and they're just kind of overwhelmed with so much right now to pick out their package and what they want to put in it. So we're giving them a little time, and we're going to do it.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What's your testimony?
What is my testimony? Well, about 11:59 last night, we went seniors and broke a senior.
So are you, did you make it to Silver?
No, we made it to senior. No, we got a long ways to go. We made it to senior, and we
Why
broke a senior,
okay.
too.
Fantastic. That's great.
That is awesome. That's awesome.
And Chuck, do you have a testimony?
Yeah, well, we had a great wellness preview last night in Tacoma. We had had a lot of snow and ice earlier in the week, but it's melted now and had a great turnout. I was encouraged to that Ed Weins brought a couple of new people. You know, even Dave Johnson, one reason for his great success is he's never stopped sponsoring,
mm-hmm.
even though he, you know, is super successful. And always great to see the new people, the guests, the prospects coming to the preview. And Pat Mack, the McTerrys, did a terrific job. Mainly the last preview of the month, they have testimonials from people. And they had a lot of great ones. And so, let's see, I did a freeway with somebody. And, it's just, you know, been exciting all the way around. We, I may have told you, we did a wellness preview in Seattle Monday night at the $6 million Hondo, famous place for our Seattle wellness previews. First time we had been there, and Dr. Nancy Lux and her husband Bill live there, and they are new Silvers. And lots of great things happening.
Oh. Wonderful.
And Steve, do you have any testimonies?
Well, we had an experience last week. My wife went to a party for another company that somebody invited her, so she went, and one of the people at the the host of the party, their daughter had just severely broken an ankle and was in tremendous agony, and my daughter-in-law, who for many years had poo-pooed the business as a business and had not been very positive about the whole situation, came up to Carol and says, "Mom, come tell them about Mag Steps." So Carol pulls her Mag Steps out of her shoes and does a demonstration, and, you know, this is after the party, and caused a tremendous stir when everybody did strength tests and things like that. And they put the pair of mag steps on the young lady's. She took them out of her shoes and put them on the young lady's leg, and the young lady is healing up, is out of discomfort almost totally, and the mother just can't believe what's going on. And they're actually going to have a party at our house tonight. And so it'll be interesting to see how much happens Nican after the other party. So it'll be an interesting time.
Huh. Hey, Danielle, have one more little story I'll share with you. I have a friend, she's a massage therapist, and she's been through the process, I guess it was, maybe 4 months ago, and now her son has been diagnosed with that narcolepsy, you know, where he falls asleep all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been through she tried some natural means, and it didn't work out for her. She did buy a pair of mag steps for him. We couldn't totally convince her the first time, and so now she's coming around again, and we loaned out the body energizer. And so he's kind of sleeping with it and putting his feet on it and everything, and it's been like over a week, and now he's noticing the slight change in his energy level. And so I'm going to bring her the water today to couple with that, and then we have an extra demo pack that we can put underneath them, and just trying to help her understand the synergy of adding one on top of the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, he'll continue to have a positive experience because she's so desperate to find an answer for her son. And she said, well, you know, if this works, I don't care what it costs, I'm going to do it. And I just pray that natural means will be her answer, you know. So, but it's kind of neat. We had a three-way call with Dr. Nieves, my upline, and he just went through a whole bunch of explanation for her, and I think she felt really good about it after the call, and we're just moving forward little by little, you know. Sometimes people just don't jump on board so quickly. They just have to have a little bit of information. I guess she said to guys, keep dripping on them, right?
Exactly.
You know, so kind of fun to watch people change their tune a little bit, you know, so... Yeah, to share that.
Oh, exciting.
I'm just excited that everybody's all excited. so I don't forget, Butch and Bonnie Carroll will be on Monday about horses and rodeo.
Oh, that'll be good.
They're going to come on for a half an hour, and they'll start promptly at 7. So we get them for a half an hour. So if you want in on the horse call, or I don't know, Chuck, you know more about them.
Well, they're terrific friends of ours, have been for many years, I guess way back the early 90s, and they are some of our favorite people. They're Royal Diamonds. Just you'll love them. I hope you all get to meet them. They have a big ranch in Wyoming.
We ought to just plan a pre-P1 party in Wyoming at the ranch.
Yeah.
My husband can't go. He's allergic to horses.
Hmm.
But that's a whole other side. I guess my testimony is that I've been laughing today. I don't know. JW and I went to running yesterday as far as I picked up his people, and I decided this is a really good way to do this, you know, just exchange people and praise and highlight the benefits of the other person and what their attributes are. And so I got on the telephone with one of the ladies and said, well, we're trying to help Jay David. He already ordered the nutritionals. But Jay had the order on there. And he says, well, go ahead and call her. So I did. And I'd been watching Brenda Hanley, so I'd already been laughing. The Wrap It Up. And... yeah, and awes and awes. And so I got on the telephone laughing, and I decided laughter is the best remedy for rejection. Just have something lined up that'll make you laugh before you call somebody that might be a naysayer. And so, fortunately, I got a good person on the first call, and she ordered the nutritionals, and kind of customized them towards her because Jim had told her a couple of things and I added a couple of ideas, but she and I actually go to the same doctor. And I drive about 2.5 hours to go to my doctor, so he's a specialist. Anyways, as we got to talking then, I went through some more people, and what I was trying to determine was, are you in, are you out? Don't sit on the fence anymore, because we're not coming after you. You know, it's kind of like, are you in the pit, or are you up here on ground, or are you soaring with the rest of us here? And we'll invite you to, you know, on the top of the ground and the soaring, but if you're down in the pit, well, you know, we have hope for you, and we'll hand you a note down there and let you read some testimonials or give you something uplifting and help you come out of the pit if you so choose. Anyway, so when I told her that I called her back and I said, thank you so much, you know, golly gee, I put the order in and I got the total and I was like, oh gosh, I don't want to call her back. Say, Debbie, do you want me to call her back? He says, no, you go ahead and call her back. So I'm thinking, okay, I hope she isn't upset about how much to put on her credit card. And it was only $195, so it wasn't, you know, a huge amount of money. But I called her back, and I said, okay, well, here's your credit card amount and the order number, and, you know, well, I want to thank you so much because I'm helping J.W. meet his, Jane and Nina meet their goals. Oh, well, you don't have to look it up right now, but, you know, I've been thinking about that. I think you all have something for pets, don't you? I'd already learned with this one. You better have that catalog ready. It's a look it up. So I looked up Pet Pad, and I said, well, by the way, and I was telling her a story about how our dog Faith will jump next to any magnetic that you have. She'll jump in your bed. She'll jump on your feet. She's a chocolate lab. She loves magnetics. So I was telling her the story as I'm flipping through looking this up, and I said, okay, well, the Pet Pad's this amount. She says, oh, well, I can't remember what the dog's name was, but like Beasley, something, Boomer or Beasley or something. It says, he'll have a real good Christmas. Just go ahead and put that on there, too. So I placed that. So I called some other people and opened the door for some and then closed the door or scheduled follow-up for January. Because one thing that's real common right now is what Jerry said was people will say, you know, not right now, it's too busy. You know, how about January? Okay, what day in January is good for you? All right, this one's the January 10th. Okay, good. Well, here's what you can do in the meantime if you want to go in the training program and if you want to take a look at what we're doing and you want to look at this as a business since you can't afford it right now, maybe you'll look at it as a business and earn some money. So, anyways, at the end of the day, we're doing this thing that we set a goal. And I called J.W. back, and I said, Jay, she needs to be on auto ship in order to receive her bonus for senior. Well, after it was all said and done, Bob Schein and I said, oh, no, she doesn't need to be on auto ship to do that. And I was like, oh, I thought you did. And he said, oh, no, that's just for silver. And I thought, well, you told me I had to be on auto ship to get my bonus, so that's what I did. So he said, no, that's just so you don't miss your bonus.
Because you have to place $100 a month the month that it can't be less than $100 if you want to receive your rebates, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, let me interject here. I know of a case where a guy was short, I think it was about $15 or something from hitting his 100, and it cost him $16,000 bonus.
Wow.
Well, now, what about the story last night about the guy that lost $30,000 because he wasn't on auto ship?
It could happen, yeah.
And he was a Royal Diamond?
He was a Diamond or a Royal Diamond.
He was either a Diamond or a Royal Diamond. Had never went on auto ship because they had always made their monthly orders and never had a problem, and he went on vacation somewhere and they forgot that month it cost him $30,000 because he forgot to place his auto ship order and it went upline to the next person.
Woo.
So needless to say, he got an auto ship when he came back.
Our auto ship runs $700, $800, $900 a month. So you know, we were not in any danger.
Yeah. Well, right. Well, Chuck, with your auto ship being that much, and obviously I know you from conversations and everything, you give a lot of way.
Yeah, I think that Claudia, she handles all that stuff, but I think what she's doing is giving a lot of it. We have a big family, and some of them are broke, and I think what she's doing, we use a lot, but I think she's giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. We live to give. That's one of our mottos. So.
But do you use some of that also in demonstrations, like your CM cream and maybe some of the other?
Right.
The Jade Greenzymes and the Siaga and things like that, use some of that for demonstrations?
Oh, yeah.
And using that on auto-ship just makes it, you get the extra, you do the 100, you get the extra 10% off. So you're buying that actually at somewhere between 30 and 35% off of retail.
Yeah, and we never believed in minimums. There's a saying that I love called, and then some. Have you ever heard that? Under promise and over deliver. If that can be part of your mode of living in general, it's a great way to go. And I don't always do it, but that's my goal, is to under promise and over deliver. Mm-hmm. Because it's so disappointing when people promise things and then they don't come through, and it's so much better to, you know, give more than what's expected of you. Like in our business, our Success Express business, which is a tools business we've had for about 13, 14 years, where even though it's a small business compared to Blue Ribbon and the others, we have sold over $1 million worth of books and tapes and stuff like that in that period of about 13, 14 years, and given all the profit to orphans and things like that. But frequently when I get an order from somebody, I put in an extra tape or an extra CD or an extra this or that free, and, you know, they don't expect it. But this concept of doing more than you promise is a great way to go in this. You do what is expected and then some. So this and then some thing is a great way to go. And we a lot of people who are silvers, golds, platinums, diamonds, royal diamonds, their personal group volume, we have some leaders who are diamonds, and their personal group volume is just enough to scrape by. Where, you know, as a diamond, I think it's, you need to do 500 a month personal group volume as a requirement. Well, we do thousands, you know. And if everybody did that, you know, volume creates profit. You can have all of the titles in the world. If you don't have the volume, you got to measly check. So don't think minimums, you know. Think, keep on doing 20,000 a month or whatever. So, you know, one of our leaders in Texas, Patton Suzanne Truax, were on the stage at the convention as having the highest volume, and she just sent me photographs of her skydiving on her 54th birthday, which I'll send to Sharon and Steve here. But, man, they were on the stage as having the highest personal group volume, and that creates profit. So think big.
That's great.
Man. Words of wisdom.
Would you have thought 20 or 25 years ago has this always been your thought, to think big, or?
Well, you know, I was fortunate in that early in my life, somehow I got a desire to be better, to excel, and so for 50, 60 years I've been listening to positive stuff, and started out with LP records. In 58, I bought The Strangest Secret LP by Earl Nightingale, and all these years I've been, you know, filling my mind with good, positive stuff, and that's what you all need to do, to some extent, personal development. If, you know, because a lot of your business is going to depend on your personal habits, mainly thinking optimistically and positively, and all goal setting, all this good stuff, and it pays off.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
yeah,
a lot of
it does.
Based on the Book of Proverbs, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
That is, it's just so true. It's so true. When you believe it, I've gone through a couple of months before where we were in the second or the third month of qualification and got knocked out. And one of the things that people would say is, oh, well, it's all right. There's always next month. Well, that didn't bring me any positive reinforcement. I didn't just scrape the, just wasn't out there looking and saying, okay, who's next? Who's next? Got to go find some more people. Who's next? And I think when we go out looking for the people, I went to the post office. I don't think I told you all this story. I was out looking and I'd been helping a lot of people and getting things together so that I can help a lot of people. So, you know, I mean, you prepare to help. And, you know, if you've got things that you're going to go share with other people, you've got to have them ready to hop out the door with you. Anyway, so I went to the post office, and it was that gentle leading of the Holy Spirit. But it was almost kind of like a nudge of stop at the post office now. It's like, oh, I'm so tired, I'll stop on the way home. Stop at this post office. Well, you know, there's other people. Stop. So I stopped. So I went in, and all the people at the desk were really excited about Steve Hall, who had come back to work. And I didn't know why they were all excited. And I noticed he was kind of walking with a limp, and but I couldn't see. He was behind the postal counter there. And one of the ladies said, well, Steve just returned. He had an amputation. He had surgery on his leg. And I said, oh, well, what happened? And he came over, and I said, have you ever heard of Nikken? It's the fastest-growing Japanese wellness company in the world. No, I've never heard of it. What is it? And I said, well, it's magnetic. And so he came around the corner, and he began talking to me, and it apparently has had an aneurysm in both of his legs. Normally, you don't, that's not where you have an aneurysm, but he did. And so one of his legs, and he's not very old, he's maybe in his 40s, one of his legs has already been amputated. The second one, they had to do surgery on, and he may have to have an amputation on it. So, rather than get discouraged and go, oh, you poor thing, I got excited. And I said, oh, well, I think we have something that can help you. I said, what's that? I said, well, magnetics and the water and everything. So for some reason, I said, well, there's a thermographic that I can bring back to you. But for some reason, I didn't run out to my car and get it where it was. I got out my car and left. Came back with a packet of information the next day, and he was in a meeting. But the other lady that had, was there, she said, oh, well, somebody stopped by and sold me a pair of these mag steps, never been back, said it would cure all my problems, and I hate them. She says, I put them back in the package, and they're somewhere. And I said, oh, well, are you drinking the water? She said, what water? I said, well, the Pymag water. Well, no, I didn't know they had water. This lady told me it'd cure everything, and I said, oh, no, you need to be drinking the water, and did they tell you anything about the company? He said, no. And I said, oh. Well, and so I handed the packet, and she says, well, what's in this packet? So I showed her what was in the packet, and she says, well, I'll put this on his desk, and he'll probably have you over to his house. And is it okay if I come, too, when you talk to him? So I think the exciting thing is knowing that when we head out the door, there's somebody that God's placed in our path to talk to.
Absolutely.
I get pretty excited now looking for the adventure of Nikan. And Vita, you ought to just be on the roof. People are looking for you.
I am. I'm so excited. You know, we were a little disappointed when the clock ticked to 11 o'clock last night. But it's like I told my daughter, it's like, look, you know, this is a business about people helping people. And you helped me, and by helping me, you're going to help yourself. And December is a new month. Yeah, but Mom, you're going to be gone half the month. But that doesn't mean I quit doing Nikan. I said, and you won't quit doing Nikan. I said, you're going to become an executive, or, you know, bronze or executive. I said, you could even go silver if you wanted to. You just have to set your mind to it. So, I'm just thoroughly excited, you know.
Well, you're in your, didn't you qualify for your first month of silver last month, Vita?
I don't think so.
Well, you sold a wellness home, didn't you?
I did.
In November?
In November. I sold a wellness home, and I actually sold two. I sold a wellness home and then a wellness starter pack.
Well, golly gee. Are you bronze?
I'm executive.
Okay.
Whichever one is the one right under silver. I forget.
That's bronze.
Okay, so I'm a bronze, and then my daughter was shooting for executive. Stefan's an executive. My daughter's a senior. So I was just trying to do the math last night. I emailed you. I said, okay, so explain this to me. I think I need two more seniors in place, don't I, if I'm going to go for 4 months, unless I do 20,000 this month and get one more senior.
Does anybody else know what it takes for silver?
Well,
I doubt the answer, so. But
your first month, if you're going to do it, you've got to have 4 frontline seniors and $20,000.
I thought it was three frontline seniors. You're right.
Three frontline?
Three.
20,000, three seniors.
And then if you're going to run the 4 months, you got to have 20,000 and 8 seniors.
Yeah.
25
and 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the 3,000 minimum each month.
Yep. That's the kicker.
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. You have
I
to
thought
have.
It was just accumulation of 4 months.
Nope. You have to have 3,000 minimum. 3,000 minimum. And if you're doing the 4 month run, 3,000 minimum, and in any given month, so a person could actually start their silver run on a 3,000. So that's why it's so important. Like with JW, he got a silver, and he got a senior, and he broke a senior. So he's got, there's two in the chute now. Him and the new lady could both go run for silver. But let's see, did we get you there? No. But we're straight off the bat. So does that make sense on your stats, when you're doing your stats? Because you all are going to have to turn your stats in.
Say that again, Sharon.
Okay, on your stats, did you hit 3,000, Suzanne, last month?
On personal group volume?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. And so were you in your second month of the run for silver?
Yes. Yeah. You mean for December?
Yes. Okay, so yeah. You're going into your second month because, okay, November, October, I don't remember what your volume was in October.
It wasn't 3,000, so this would be my first month.
Okay.
So December would be my second month.
Okay, so what you can do, and this is the beauty of it, and I've seen it happen, and it happens, when you start getting that momentum built, and you're at the end of the month, and it looks like, ooh, just hit the 3,000 or above, and then, you know that you're coming out
strong on the first day of the month.
Right.
And when you're coming out strong on the first day of the month, it's a much better feeling than when you're building. Now, remember, Rick Murphy said that your the amount of new contacts is going to be your volume for the next month, the amount of new qualified contacts. So if you look at your stat sheet from last month, from what we're going to be evaluating, you should be able to get a pretty good bird's eye view of what your volume should be this month.
Gotcha. So, I guess statistically wise, what, more people go through the 20,000 in 1 month with three seniors, probably, then?
I don't know. Chuck, do you know?
I would think that would be more likely.
Oh, no, I delegate all that to Claudia.
And she left and went on vacation for a few days, and his right hand was gone.
Jesus.
Well, I've seen it done both ways.
Yeah.
Just from being in the troops running. I can tell you, and Carolina used to tell me all the time, Sharon, don't get discouraged. You know, you may not get it all in 1 month, but you're going to be stronger when you build it over 4 months.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's like wearing cardio strides for the first 2 days. I've had them here for a few days. Those things are like ski boots. They are the heaviest things I've ever felt on my feet. I don't think I'll slip on the ice. How could you?
Yeah, the magnetic pole's going to just ground you to the ground.
They're heavy, but I'm all excited about them. But anyways, it's like water walking to me.
Right.
Is going over that 4 month period. You have to be a lot stronger. You have to develop downline. You have to bring on new people. You don't have any choice because you have to have eight seniors in place. Now, to me, it's going to be easier to just run this month and overshoot the 20,000 with a couple of extra people that they're shooting for 20,000 or above. Dennis Williams said, just why don't you go for a 60K club and forget about the 20?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Sharon.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know of a case, they went silver, I believe it was in first 2 hours.
Wow.
What happened was this couple got into Neekin, and they had a fairly large family, and several of the family members, you know, they all got an equivalent of a wellness home, and they went silver the first couple hours.
Wow.
But, you know, even if it took you years, it'd still be worth it. By the 60K Club is one of my favorite things, and Larry Proffitt, who at the time was vice president, I believe, of marketing for Neekin, told me in Tacoma, I remember it very well, and I believe it was 94, he said, you and Claudia are the reason that we got the 60K Club, because you were running high volume number 3 in 93 and number 1 in 4, that I thought, gee, let's have a club, and you were the inspiration for the 60K Club. So, I love 60Ks.
Absolutely.
Well, and we love
it. So your volume was running 60,000 a month.
Yeah, I believe we did 60K. Claudia says she's the one that keeps track of things 5 times. And we did over 100,000 1 month, personal group volume. And I tell you, do you think that 6% on 60,000 is better than 6% on 20,000?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dave Johnson came up to me at a meeting when we had done, over 100,000 previous month and said, you know, he said, what you did was a very generous thing. Think of the people above you that all made 6% on that. You know, and he was one of them. Anyway, think big. Think high volume.
Absolutely.
That's the key.
Now, I think that, I think in our reading and things like that, and Chuck, it's so great to hear you say that because, well, Vita, you met Chuck at convention.
Yes.
Does he seem like he'd be, I don't know, if I found you and Claudia walking down the street, I wouldn't figure that you would be the ones that would be like running those kinds of figures through you. You both are so calm.
Yeah, I think the Lord favored us with finding people like Ed Weins and Ann Rooney and Dave and Dottie Tate. Dave and Dottie, they're one of our frontline leaders. And they, he had a prospect there last night at the Wellness Preview who I talked with him a little bit. He's planning to get into business. He found smarter than the average bear, as the saying goes. And, but gee, finding people like that who are self-motivated and they get it and, you know, they're willing to do what it takes. You know, I have to confess to you, don't take it the wrong way, but I basically have been coasting for the last 13 years. We found our strong leaders in the first 8 months we were in NECN, and they because of their success, is why we had that high volume. And I was used to being broke when I got into NECN, and to make the kind of money that we were making, see, my main interest isn't making money, it's serving the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And
so we all feel that way.
had I been more materialistic, then I honestly believe we would be royal ambassadors today, because I've just coasted for the ever since that first year. Man, I was happy with the kind of money we were making, and you know, to average over $400,000 a year for the last 12 years isn't bad.
No, it's not.
And so, you know, but whatever it's your business. If you want to, you know, make $50 million, great. But my goal is eternal things. I'm interested in what lasts forever. But I use the NECN success, the money, to feed orphans and do all the stuff we do around the world. And that. But Claudia is more motivated to go Royal Diamond than I am. But I do want to go Royal Diamond and make that extra money to support more ministries and do more good things. So, anyway, that's my confession.
It's a good one.
It is.
So when we're looking for these people, and I know I sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but when we're looking for these people, Chuck, I think it bears repeating, till we find those people, you and Claudia prayed for, you had a specific prayer. What was that specific prayer?
Oh, gee, we had a number of specific prayers. I'm not sure which one you're referring to. But I believe in praying for God's favor.
Mm-hmm.
I've got tapes and videos on the favor of God. Because if you have His favor, if you are doing His will and, you know, see
seek to love Him more and, you know, and be in the Word every day. There's lots of promises in the Bible. You know, in Deuteronomy it says God gives you the power to get wealth to establish the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
One of my ex-bosses is a wonderful man you ought to learn about by the name of Paul J. Meyer. Any of you ever hear of him?
Mm-mm.
Ever hear of Success Motivation Institute, SMI?
Yes.
Did somebody say yes?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Okay, yeah. Well, he was my boss in 1966 in Seattle, and I was a division manager in SMI. SMI, you may not have heard of it, but it's been around. It's still going. Paul Meyer made his first million before he was 30 in the insurance industry. He has given hundreds of millions of dollars to charity, mainly Christian charities. So you might think he's got some left over, you know. And Paul J. Meyer is now in his late 70s. He owns, last I heard, about 40 companies in 60 countries. SMI is one of the 40. And what it was and still is, motivational, positive thinking, inspirational. He's a Christian guy. Man alive. But Paul Meyer is one of my heroes. I mean, here's a guy that's made hundreds of millions of dollars, and he just gives it away for good things. So you want to fill your mind with stuff like that and read great books. He's got great books, all kinds of. One of my favorites is John Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a habit of watching junk on TV, replace that with good stuff. Right now I'm looking, as I'm sitting here in our media room, while I'm talking with you, I'm looking at Sky Angel, the worship channel. Right at the moment, there's a beautiful stream, there's snow, and it has the scripture on the screen is, Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Anyway, there's all kinds of positive stuff. If you don't have Sky Angel, I highly recommend it. It's positive, it's Christian. So I leave that on a lot. It's a 62-inch screen, you know, it's hard to miss. And you want to fill your mind with the Word of God. Confess it out loud. You'll do better, right, Sharon?
I believe so. Absolutely. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah, I've said that already today, I think.
Now, or you just go around, you find those scriptures, and then the more you study those scriptures, I've been in the middle of the SARS virus and the Iraq war, traveling in the middle of Southeast Asia, in the middle of, you know, a bunch of Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus and free thinkers and non-thinkers and atheists and a few Christians spread about. And the one thing that I learned was I was really glad that I'd studied the Bible, because those scriptures pop up when you need them the most. And it's like we got a little computer going off in our brain, and all of a sudden the scripture will hop out of our mouth, and we're like, where'd that come from? Oh, I guess you needed that, huh? Lord, I don't even remember reading it. Like Nehemiah. I'm too busy to come down off this wall. He had decided in his mind, this is what I had been studying, was Nehemiah. You know, and it just showed that what he was doing was too important. He was not coming down. And so I've been applying Nehemiah's example in Nikin of, is this going to move me forward? If it's not, I'm not coming. I'm not participating.
Does anybody else have any stories from the Bible that they really apply, that, you know, or that come to your mind? Gideon?
It's the Lord's will, not mine, is what I always think of.
Mm-hmm.
Just following His will. And that everything that we do is from Him. We may be able to be a positive person and think positive siblings, and we may be able to do things that we generate in our mind and our hearts, but it's all because of Him.
All through tomorrow?
It's all because
Dave's going to the barn to stoke the fire.
Yeah.
One that I repeat a lot is, I am more than a conqueror. That's the scripture.
I'm more than a conqueror.
What's the one? Faith working through love.
Oh.
You know, right. Faith working through love.
That's a good one. And Chuck, you got me on one, and I still haven't. Just do it.
Yeah, you know, I started to look for that, but then I discovered that there's so many translations, it was just going to take me too long to find it, so I figured, well, I've got more important things to say. I'm searching all these translations.
Chuck says,
said
on our group call, it's in the Bible. And of course, you got a Baptist pastor going, where?
I firmly believe that I did read it in one of my, you know, I've got one book, 26 translations, that a girlfriend gave me many, many years ago, and it's, but I it's not worth my time. I need to sponsor more people if we want to go Royal Diamond.
Now, what was the scripture you said from Deuteronomy?
Well, it's a famous scripture, and if you have a concordance, you know, it's God, the Lord gives you wealth to establish the kingdom. And if you look under, it's in Deuteronomy, if you look under kingdom or, you know, you'll find it eventually. I don't have the reference handy, but it's, you know, that's why money is should be used, you know, for good. Money is neutral. You can spend his money on pornography, or you could spend it on feeding the hungry, clothing, you know, the naked. And one of the ministries we support, which I love, is James Robison's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it yesterday, and it's just, it's hard to watch some of the footage, the video that they took in Africa where the ungodly, evil people. It showed this woman where they'd cut off one of her breasts, and they've amputated kids' arms and legs. And James and Betty Robison are over there feeding these people, ministering to them, and we've been supporting them for years. And so your money, you know, can be spent on, you know, having a Rolls Royce. You know, we could afford $1 million home, but you know, we have a very nice home. But I'd rather spend that money on eternal things.
Mm-hmm.
And so God gives you the power to get wealth, but you should not be into materialism. You know, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. If I had Bill Gates' money, boy, I'd be giving it to all these good things. And he's very afraid of death, if you've read about Bill Gates. We own a condominium right across the lake from his compound on Lake Washington in Seattle. One of our sons lives in it.
think that's so important for us to remember, because as we do, and I believe that as we've, I always love the first day of the month and having you come on, Chuck, because it's like testimony day. Let's give glory to God for what he's given to us.
Yeah. Tell you, 100 years from now, I believe people will be in heaven or hell, and I want to get as many people as I can to heaven.
Well, we'll be just having our own little party up there.
That'll be a good time.
Wonder
hey, I thought of another. Sharon, I thought of another one here. It's Ephesians 2. It's, we are created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, so everything we do is because he created us.
We are created?
Right. Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, one I like also is that Jesus went about doing good and healing people. Well, see, in a sense, I feel that's what we're doing. We're not doing what he did. I've never raised anybody from the dead yet. Or I've never had anybody instantly healed of blindness like Jesus did. But nevertheless, we have helped three people avoid suicide that I know of. And we've, like Pat Terry was dying, like she said last night, and now she's thriving. Dorothy Twine was dying. Some of you may have her videos and stuff. And now she's, you know, been living a productive life for several years. And that's because I got into NECAN and shared it with Ed Weins and so on and other people, and it's gone down. And, of course, it all goes back to Mr. Masuda, you know, Dave Johnson, Williams. So in a sense, I feel I'm doing good and I'm healing people, not instantaneously, but I've seen tremendous healing come from these products.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Well, in Luke 4:18, he sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And I think that as we go about and we realize that we have an anointing, that's why I always appreciate Chuck specifically praying, because I believe that when we're around others who have been successful, especially godly people, you surround yourself with godly people for counsel, and you ask them, and then you know that what they're telling you, you can trust that to be true. And you know, first and foremost by examining their fruits, and then if they refer someone to you, you know that they're going to be reputable. And I've learned through the school of hard knocks, there is a huge, huge difference between godly wisdom and worldly wisdom. And as we surround ourselves and then we go about, we've got that anointing, and Chuck and Claudia have a special anointing that... Because Vita, from meeting Chuck, would you say that there's anything like, you know, they're just, I don't know, anything that you would look at and go, oh, well, they're going to be really successful?
At first glance, looking on the outside, no, but from that spiritual maturity that comes when you can look upon somebody and you just know that you know something's different mm-hmm. about them, you kind of get a sense of that. But as far as, you know, the mechanics of NECAN, it kind of remind me of how laid back Dave Johnson is. It's a miracle that, you know, it is his expertise of explaining how the products work. Well, I don't know, but they work real good. Mm-hmm. Just like, okay, well, if you can do it and that's all there is to it, then this is going to work.
Well, you know, I get a lot of flash and you know, there's, it's just, it made, it gave me, it taught me, well, you know, people showed up at convention in blue jeans and
exactly.
Some were really dressed up and some were really comfortable, and it showed, I was really shocked, absolutely shocked, when I went to Pathfinders in Chicago with Rick Murphy. There was, it was just, you know, some plain old simple folks just like me. They were doing really, really well.
Hey, Sharon, you know, the first time I met Dave Johnson was in January of 93. That was my first sneak-in meeting that I went to. And there were a few people there, and I was in Amway, and I had on my blue blazer and my power tie, and, you know, I was dressed for success. And I was up towards the front there, and I heard this disturbance in the back of the room, and I turned around, and here was this guy. He was, you know, he usually wears a Hawaiian shirt and Dockers and wrinkles, of course. He had a little tape recorder in his hand, and he was apparently interviewing somebody there farther back in the room. And I thought, who is this yokel interrupting this meeting, disturbing things? And then he was the main speaker, and he was a platinum. And that was my introduction to Dave Johnson. And then when I won a trip to Japan in May of 93, went out to, Claudia took me out to the airport. She didn't want to go. And here comes Dave, and she said, who is that guy? He had on, was there such a thing as parachute pants?
Yeah.
It looked like his pajamas or something. They were too short, wrinkled. You know, she said, who is that guy? She's very conscious of how you dress, you know. And I said, that's Dave Johnson. And I, one time in Japan, on one of the trips, I think it was the next year, we went to a breakfast and meeting, and here was Dave, and we were sitting at the same table as Dave and Valerie, and I looked down, and he had no socks on, but he did have a sport coat and tie, and no socks. And I said, hey, Dave, you know, where's your socks? He said, oh, I forgot them. And I, you know, for some reason, I had some in my bag. I had a bag with me, and I had extra socks in there. I gave him a pair. He put them on right there at the table, and I took a picture of this. I didn't put them
on. How many of those red power ties did you have?
Oh, quite a bunch. Yeah.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, God is good, and I'm sure glad he's patient for this.
Yeah. Oh,
John. John, go ahead.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie, The Secret?
No, I purposely don't want to see it because I'm very conscious of the New Age influence, and even though it says a lot of great things, I want to hold up Christ and you know, God is our source in the Bible, and I know Bob Proctor, you know, I've known him for years, and a lot of this stuff is great, but I want
that
to
underlying something in there, doesn't it?
I want to listen to people that are put the Lord first, and you know, that are like Butch and Bonnie do that, and Ed Weins and a lot of these people. See, I'm the older I get, you know, I'm closer home, and I want to redeem the time, for the days are evil. And I just don't like to focus on stuff where, sure, they're teaching a lot of good things, but, you know, all of this stuff, if it doesn't have an eternal perspective,
right?
I'm just not interested in it, because there's plenty of good stuff from John Maxwell and many other, Paul Meyer and all this, that are Christian, and I'd rather focus on that sort of thing.
I'm really glad to hear you say that, because some of the people that are in my group really like the movie, and I'm just not on board with them, because that's my exact feeling, is that it's not putting God first, and that he's really the driving force, not ourselves. You know, it's almost, is it Buddhism that actually is,
yeah,
you know, within yourself? Is that the, enlightenment? Yeah, enlightenment or whatever, you know, so. And that's the thing that I have so much difficulty with, and that they want to try to use it as a prospecting tool, and I just don't want to. So I'm not.
I told some people recently they were going to do their meeting in Oregon, a wellness preview, and they advertised it in the paper, and they were going to show The Secret at their wellness preview. They're only executives, you know, which is great, but they're new people. And they were at our breakfast recently, and I knew they were going to do that. And I said, are you folks Christian? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you can do whatever you want to do. It's your business. But personally, I wouldn't show it. And I told them why. And I believe they didn't. They did sponsor somebody. But that's what I tell people. It's your business. If you want to show it, show up. But this is why I personally am not using it. So.
Yeah. Well, the Christian people that I know that have seen it pretty much all walk away with that same feeling, that this really is a shit.
Well,
one of the people I respect most in the Ken is Dave Stoltzfus.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get to know Dave? And he's a diamond trainer. He's a Royal Diamond. He has a ministry. He's came from an Amish family, and when he went to college, they disowned him. His family still has disowned him. He's a born again, great Christian guy, and very wise. And he's the one that tipped me off to why he doesn't use The Secret. Dave Stoltzfus. Got a lot of great materials. I'd rather listen to people like him.
Right. Well, and I think from just what I've gathered, when I used to teach prayer seminars, there were three things that were, I would tell people, you have to have in your arsenal. You can have all the books and tapes in the world, but if you don't have a Bible, if you don't have good praise and worship, and those were the first two things. But then the third thing was the Bible on tape or the Bible on CD. And what I have found in my own personal experience is that if I have the Bible on tape, then I can walk around and listen to it as I'm going about my daily business and plug it in. And depending on the book, it can be very, very uplifting. There's hardly any books that don't uplift you unless you've gotten in the middle of one of them and you're like, what's the story behind that? But those were always the three things people would say to me. Well, why don't you sell books and tapes? And I said, because I want you to save your money, because you absolutely have to have a Bible. And if you have extra money, go buy a Bible and give it away. My student in China had never seen the New Testament ever and just cried openly. So there's people out there that still don't have the Word of God.
Right.
And then praise and worship, it lifts us up, it fills our spirit. And how can we go out and share what we have if we're not filled to overflowing? So that fills me up. And then the Bible on CD or the Bible on tape. And I've seen miracles in the middle of a hospital happen just by playing the Bible on tape.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that happen, too.
You just plug it in. I saw my best friend at 31 in a coma,
ready to die, a huge tumor on her neck. The tumor receded, her temperature came down from 104, 105 down to normal. She sat up, the nurse dropped to her knees and started praising God right there as a result of prayer. So I think when we lay the, when we open the door to Nikin, I love what you do, Chuck, that you put, you said that you always put something Christian in the packet when you give it away. And I'm looking at my packets, and they're all rainbow colors, but they form a rainbow, but I don't have anything Christian in there yet. So I need to put something in there.
Yeah, I got a tract from Butch and Bonnie. They showed me down at the convention. I love Zig Ziglar. I'm reading one of his books right now, a new book. But he has a tract called that Butch and Bonnie shared with me, and they use, called Will I See You at the Top? You know, that's a play on words from his book, See You at the Top and Over the Top. And it's a gospel tract. Has, you know, and a lot of people respect Zig. He's, you know, the number one motivational speaker in the world. And so I've got a couple hundred of those, and I'm using those a lot.
That's good. Just really... glad to hear you talk like that. It's fantastic.
I've been on two cruises with Zig, and I really admire him greatly. I talked to him and got my picture taken with him. You ought to get your picture taken with some of these leaders and identify with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. I think we've run over our time, but it doesn't surprise me at all because we're it's like a morning praise the Lord moment.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you, Chuck.
Being available, everybody, this morning.
Yeah, well, you all can do great things. All things are possible to him who believes, and I'll be praying for you, and you pray for me, and we'll see you at the top.
Yes. And remember, on Monday, Butch and Bonnie will be on. And Jenny got that lined up for us. And then, I guess,